CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani, in the rubble of what had been a Port-au-Prince marketplace. A woman is pulled alive from the Haitian earthquake ruins. Relief officials say it may be tomorrow or the next day before they get some idea of the extent of death and damage. The man whose flight left for Miami just after the earthquake shook the ground says the airport is in shambles.
I was crying, screaming, yelling.
It was bad.
Bodies were piled high in the streets of Port-au-Prince. Shanties crumbled, the National Palace collapsed, and UN headquarters in the city pancaked. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says 150 people were inside at the time.
Many of our UN colleagues on the ground, including my special representative in Haiti, are as yet unaccounted for.
A dozen international peacekeepers are said to be dead, but American relief worker Gillian Thorpe and a co-worker survived. Frank Thorpe says his wife was trapped for 11 hours.
I jumped into the hole and I was able to see her wave her hand. I couldn't see her whole body. I could hear her voice. I couldn't hold it together, but all she was saying is just hold it together, hold it together. Just get me out of here.
American missionary Drew Trimble can see widespread damage a few miles from the Capitol.
I see some houses that have fallen. I see a lot of walls that have fallen into the street and the edges of people's homes. Some houses haven't fallen that were just, they're just tilting.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where President Obama has set a priority for an urgent U.S. response to the quake.
As the president has highlighted, save lives in this first 72-hour period, when that is the critical and absolute focus of our work.
Agency for International Development Chief Rajiv Shah is coordinating the effort. Now the president will have a statement on the government-wide disaster response just an hour from now, Frank.